Thank you, Madam President. At the outset, I'd like to congratulate Your Excellency for your election as the President of this meeting. My delegation pledges its full cooperation with Your Excellency and other delegations in order to ensure great success of this conference. It is gratifying to note that since its entry into force, the protocol on ERW has increased its universality. Its implementation has been carried out further forward with increasing international exchange and cooperation and real progress in the victim assistance. China welcomes Beijing's accession to the ERW protocol. We believe that with the increase of the number of high contracting parties, the protocol on ERW will surely play an ever greater role in the humanitarian arms control area. Madam President, the Chinese government attaches great importance to the major role played by the protocol in solving the humanitarian concerns caused by ERW. Since its ratification of the protocol in 2010, China has faithfully implemented its obligation under the protocol by inputting a large number of resources and for institutional building. Over the past year, China has continued to carry out the demining and destruction of ERW. In 2018, the Public Security Department of China has disposed 20,156 pieces of ERW, including 14,250 artillery shells, 1,996 Ariane bombs, 5,824 grenades, 559 mines, 2,501 chemical shells, and 2,016 other ERWs. As a victim of ERW, China fully understands the difficulties of other victim countries. We actively support international cooperation and assistance by the international community. Since 2010, China, under the International Humanitarian Demining Projects, has engaged actively in assistance. We have provided medical and other materials assistance to Peru, Ethiopia, Laos, Cambodia, Lebanon, Sri Lanka, and Jordan. In the future, China will continue to participate actively in the international cooperation and assistance in order to remove ERW completely. At present, a few dozens of countries still suffer from the threat of ERW. In China, every year we still discover various munitions abandoned by foreign aggressors, which pose a threat to people's life and property. We always believe that international community should establish the principle of users clear. The countries who have abandoned explosive devices in other countries must take up their due historic responsibilities to provide financial and technical assistance and to help the countries to free concern, to help countries concerned to free themselves from the threat of ERWs. Madam President, I will try to shorten my statement. The solution of the ERW cannot be achieved overnight. It takes the long-term attention and assistance and attention from countries. China will participate more actively in the work related to the protocol, join all parties to promote the implementation of the protocol to increase its universality and to achieve the grand goal of the protocol and solve the humanitarian concern caused by the ERW. Thank you, Madam President.